Today on Take 5, we explore the details of the controversial $68 million surface water improvement project in Bend. We visit with Mayor Jeff Eager and former Mayor Alan Bruckner.
The $68 million is broken down.
Mayor Jeff Eager describes the project and explains the resolution.
$30 million of it approximately is for replacing the failing 1920s pipe. Another $30 million or so is for the treatment facility. And the balance of it is mostly a planned hydroelectric plant that would take advantage of the energy created by the water flowing downhill into town and generate some electricity and give and create some revenue. The resolution, you know, pushes back the treatment part and also delays the hydroelectric portion of the project. And so you're pushing those out. You're rebuilding. It's focusing the city's precious ratepayer dollars on the stuff that needs to happen now, and that is we can't have this pipe fail, and we should take advantage of having the road already dug up by the county to put the pipe in the ground beginning next summer.
What would happen if the pipe failed?
Well, I think if the pipe failed, you would have, well, first of all, the city would have to shut off its surface water source. And then it would have to rely only on wells and the greater electric costs associated with pumping water from 400 to 700 feet underground. It also, you know, with the volume of water that comes down those pipes and the velocity at which it travels, and I'm no engineer, but there's certainly a concern that there would be significant property damage wherever that pipe blew. In some places, it's the pipe is near the creek, and it, you know, could blow a bunch of dirt into the creek. It flows underneath some structures, some privately owned structures. The pipes do, and so there could be some very significant damage if that pipe were to blow.
Coming up after the break, we'll hear from former Mayor Alan Bruckner, who says the resolution does not represent a compromise. Take 5 is brought to you by Home Federal Bank.
My business, my community, my Home Fed. At Home Federal Bank, we know that the strength of our local community is closely related to the strength of local businesses. We're here to make it easier and more profitable for your business to do business, right here at home. So bring us your business needs. We'll bring over 90 years of banking expertise. Together, we'll plan for success.
Enjoy free online banking, free bill pay, and free debit cards at Home Fed. Stop by to learn more. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Take 5 as we continue to explore the $68 million surface water improvement project for Bend. Former Mayor Alan Bruckner believes a resolution that delays part of the project and brings in an independent expert is not a compromise.
I think they need to delay the whole thing. Stop spending money. They're spending huge amounts of money designing a project which may change in the future. And they should stop and reassess, listen to some of these people that are really experts in the field that say it's not a good idea. So far, all they've had is, one of the counselors said, we've listened to 100 hours of testimony. Well, it's 99% of it has been from proponents, and they haven't adequately listen to people that have alternatives.
And what about the $30 million project to replace the pipeline?
Well, there's no question they're antiquated pipes, but they have served us well. They don't seem to have, from what I understand, any increasing major maintenance problems. And if we did have a down problem with that, we do have adequate well capacity to service, and we could serve with wells for a couple of years or more while we determine just what type of piping is really necessary. They say, well, I'm offended that seven mayors showed up and protested against this. It's their fault. Well, it's not our fault. We don't believe that putting this $30 million is right. And I might also point out that only one other time in the history of Bend, at least for the last 30 years, have six or seven people, mayors, ex-mayors, come forward and saying, hey, that's not right. And the other time was Juniper Ridge, and the events certainly proved us correct in that. And I think this is a very parallel to the way that Juniper Ridge was handled.
Just some highlights today from the controversial surface water improvement project in Bend. Tomorrow, we are doing an hour-long special. Tune in starting at 8 a.m. for the longer special edition of Your Town, only on News Talk 1110 KBND. Depend on us.